One should not smell their own armpit.
I think they should if it helps.
Well, it's weird. Man, we can't have that, dude. All right, so you just got your show interrupted there. Ah! All right, just do that right there. All right, so what's going on there?
Musical care hour?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Somebody tried to call in. Sorry there, Ted. I'll get back with you later. Anyway, so where are we going to first?
We're going to go to Stained Class by Judas Priest.
Okay, Stained Class. That was like when you sniff your own armpit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, anyway, let's just get going before we get ourselves in trouble, all right? We'll be right back. sparked off a controversy in the chat room by smelling your armpits.
I was smelling because I could smell my deodorant.
Oh, that's a good deodorant? Well, I think my right guard failed. What do you think?
Well?
You didn't see me smelling my armpits.
Oh, yes, I did.
Ah, no, you didn't. All right, where are we going now?
The package by a perfect circle.
The package by the perfect circle. What package are they delivering?
It could be any package.
Uh-oh. Some of those you got to watch out for. All right, here we go. keep looking at me like it's all me, man. But Allison Chains said it ain't like that. And that's your next song, so yeah. You have to agree.
No.
No?
No.
Why not? Well, then it's off to the automatic car wash. All you gotta do is just stand there. It's all hands free. Just stand there. Get you some goggles on and stuff, and it goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then whenever you walk out, it's got that big blower thing.
I will pay for it so that you can experience it.
You're not gonna go? What in the heck is wrong with you, man? You're the one who started smelling your armpit. It wasn't me. Started off a controversy, man. You had some of the comments in the chat room over there talking about a squeegee. Really? So where are we going? That's right. It ain't like that. Allison Chains said that. So you have to agree. Right?
Agree to disagree?
Okay. We'll be right back. You know, today's mystery song is going to put Angeling and there many others in the chat room to the test about their knowledge of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I doubt anyone's going to get this one. I might be surprised, but I doubt it. It's a good one.
I'll eat the snacks.
All right, well, if they don't get it, we get the snacks then. you heard it here. If you don't win, you get nothing, and we get the snacks. Mm. Does that sound like a plan?
Yep.
All right, so where are we going now?
We're going to go to Birth Ritual by Soundgarden.
Birth Ritual? What is a birth ritual?
Sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Like when I ate all them sunflower seeds, shells and all? Let's not go there. All right. Does cactus come to mind? Soundgarden, birth ritual. Here we go.
Yeah.
what?
Now we're going to do a horoscope by Overkill.
Well, I read my horoscope one time and I thought it was a little overkill. You know, it's like them doggone, you ever got them little cookies from the Chinese restaurant, got a fortune in there? Always says something about, oh, you got a good surprise, you're going to get rich. Who wrote them things? I think you did.
I mean, that would be a fun job. You could put some crazy stuff on
there. Yeah, if I was that dude that had to type out them little things on there, I'd be saying all kinds of crazy stuff on there. You got something on the back of your neck. That's what I'll say. And they open it up. What?
Just blank fortunes.
Yeah, that's it. You're lucky today. What do you think? Unless they're having a bad day, then I'll smash the cookie.
Right.
All right. Overkill. Is that the name of the band?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay, so that song kind of made me sleepy-eyed, man.
Oh, it kind of made me... I don't know. I'm excited.
But that was a snoozer. You like that song?
Yeah.
Oh. So I guess you like this next one coming up?
Yep.
Central the Empyrean. Empyrean, relating to heaven or the sky. Oh. So you know what the song's about?
Kind of just his experiences.
Oh.
It's not all that positive, but it's good.
It's not all that positive, but it's... Isn't that like... contradictory. It's not all that positive, but it's good.
Yeah.
So he has a negative experience. It turns out well.
It didn't really even turn out well.
Or you just saying the song's good.
The song is good.
Oh, the song is good, but the experience isn't so... No. All right. Okay, I'll listen real close to the lyrics.
When we choose to go, we're losing more than just our surroundings. I've gone around the starts of this universe as it stands. Outside the limits of
Mystery song number 17 was Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I'm really wanting a cheeseburger.
I know double cheeseburger sounds good.
With bacon.
With bacon, all that good stuff. Yeah, nice cold drink. A cold draft beer. That's what he sung about in the song. Anyway, I was just thinking maybe we should have a show where, like, it'd have to be an extended show because we're up to mystery song number 30 now. But we need to have a mystery song show where we play all these mystery songs and see how fat we can make the listeners. So I know there's probably one, at least one individual, and you're not going to mention any names, right?
Right.
Angens. Is that how you pronounce
it? I really don't know how to say it. I was going to let you say it.
Depending on how good they are, they probably, you know, like when you go to a buffet and you get that bellyache when you come out after like a big Thanksgiving dinner or something like that. Ah, you're killing me. They'd probably throw the last song they couldn't, you know. Anyway, this song coming up is not the mystery song. However, whenever it does come up, what do they get?
Free drinks and snacks from their refrigerator.
Yeah, an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, man or woman, whatever the case may be. Anyway, so this next song is not the mystery song. So, what is the next song?
Children of the Grave. It's a cover of the Black Sabbath song, but White Zombie's doing
White Zombie
it.
Yeah. Did it. Okay, cool. Alright, and then after that, you'll know when it's time. We won't let you down. You'll know exactly when it's time for the mystery song. And if you get it, which I doubt any of you are going to get this one. So I try hard to find ones that they ain't going to guess. Even if it means finding a band that nobody ever heard about.
Right.
Well, I'm just trying to help them out on their diet. You know, we wouldn't want obesity to run amok here in the chat room. You know? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? We could start hawking treadmills. Make some money.
That is not the same as a cheeseburger.
Oh, all right. Anyway, this song here is White Zombie, cover of Black Sabbath song called Children of the Grave. Stay tuned. You're listening to Music with Care Hour.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, that's what you'll get if you don't guess the next song. And I actually called out the wrong person because I was thinking Angeline, you know, because Angeline is pretty good at figuring out songs and stuff. But I think I picked one this go around that, you know, is going to be a tough one. So I'm thinking not too many people's going to guess this one here. So if you don't guess it, guess what you get? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So sorry about that, Andres. I still can't pronounce that. You're going to have to figure out a way to write that down so I can pronounce your name. Anyway, it's the time y'all been waiting for. Mystery song number 30. If you guess this one right, then you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And if you do not guess it right, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. We're going to try to see if we can't find the time to do a show with nothing but all these mystery songs and see how fat we can make everybody. So we'll see who's fat at the buffet by the time it's all said and done. Alright, so anyway, here you go. Try to guess this one here. See how good you are at songs. Okay, here we go.